fascist pigs have got to go. Hey, hey! Ho, ho!
On March 31st, 2025, roughly 30 people gathered outside of the New Brunswick Provincial Exhibition Center in Fredericton to protest the arrival of Pierre Poilievre. Poilievre was scheduled to host a Canada First rally, the first of these rallies on the East Coast. The weather at the event was as unfriendly as the protesters' chants, with one person on the picket line describing it as
moist and feisty.
After roughly 45 minutes of protesting at the rally's side entrance, the Fredericton police force shut the door. Rally attendees and protesters then moved to the front entrance, where the police only admitted a handful more attendees before locking these doors as well. There was confusion outside as to whether the doors were closed due to protesters or because of limited capacity.
It's just unfortunate that we're stuck in the rain.
Another point of contention was whether protesters were holding up traffic. Many rally attendees accused the protesters of not letting cars through.
They blocked a car from driving through.
However, the protesters later allowed an ambulance through their picket line. A black Jeep also circled the exhibition center several times during the protest. Each time it approached the picket line, the protesters stepped aside to let the vehicle through. The protesters' concerns were mixed, although they were united by a shared contempt for Poilievre. Here's Dr. Krista Mullally.
I'm a gynecologist here in Fredericton with a really vested interest in healthcare for everyone. I have a practice that includes a lot of trans people, and I found it really concerning when Poilievre talked about there only being two genders, because it's true there are two biological sexes, but erasing gender identity, I think, is a really big deal, and it's a really big dog whistle for, I think, a greater agenda.
I knew it.
I'd like to know more about policy. I'd like to know less slogans. I'd like to hear about a vision for a future of Canada that is focused on including everyone, to making sure everyone is safe.
Another protester voiced concerns rooted in an international perspective. Here's Valerie.
I'm originally from France. It feels like the rise of fascism started in Canada. He's everything I'm standing against. My grandma, she's 104, was saying to me the other day, like, it started like this in the, just before the Second World War as well. This is very much what I'm fighting against now.
Finally, June Patterson, the Communist Party of Canada's candidate for the Fredericton-Oromocto riding, was on the picket line.
I don't like Pierre Poilievre, and I don't like the idea of him being in our town, and I want to make him feel unwelcome. I think he wouldn't negotiate in our best interests with Trump for the tariffs, and our province is quite susceptible to the tariffs, so I don't think it would be good for the people here.
On the other side of the protest, rally attendees explained why they supported Poilievre and the concerns they hoped he will address if elected. Here's Melina Sharp.
I'm here to support our new Prime Minister, hopefully.
What's your biggest concern going into the election?
Gosh, there's so many. The economy, just everything. The gas and the inflation and people working hard and income taxes, and it goes on and on.
Another attendee, Adam Celeste, drove all the way from St. John to hear Poilievre speak.
Drove up here for the Pierre Poilievre rally. As you can hear in the background, they got a lot of protesters here. So now they locked the doors, won't let anybody in, and now we're all stuck in the rain, right?
Yeah.
But no, like, we're smart. We know what's going on. We respect free speech. We don't care. Like, they can be here all they want. Big waste of time and for whatever these guys are protesting about.
Finally, Pam Allen LeBlanc, the Green Party candidate for the Fredericton-Oromocto riding, also attended the event and describe the atmosphere outside the building.
Do you know, I think people are angry, but they're also being very respectful. And they're angry, they're upset, they feel threatened. But in true New Brunswick fashion, you know, they just let a car through of somebody who is here for the rally. And they've told people, you know, shame on you and things like that. But I just always appreciate peaceful protest.
I contacted the Conservative Party rally organizers at the event for a comment, but I did not receive a response in time for publication. I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.